The Department of Revenue says the state will have more money this year than it anticipated last fall. Governor Sean Parnell this morning presented the department's newest financial forecasts that show during this year and next, the state will take in $3.4 billion more than was expected at the time of last fall's forecast. Parnell says that's because of higher oil prices. The state's economists now expect an average of $91 a barrel this year and nearly $95 in next year's budget. That's between $12 and $14 higher than projected last fall. Parnell says he hopes the money doesn't trigger higher spending by the legislature this year, and he's setting limits. He says the details are negotiable.
I think we this year can have a robust capital budget and still put substantial sums into savings. The principles of budget discipline that I will ask the legislature to uphold with me include, one, to limit capital spending to no more than last year's robust capital budget, and two, save at least $2.5 billion for the future.
Senate finance leaders yesterday announced that they had already saved $1.4 billion using the lower revenue estimates. House Finance Co-Chair Bill Stoltz says that savings is a matter of definition.
Really, savings I consider if we paid off some debt or burned up some credit card, you know, which they don't seem too interested in. But I appreciate the $1 billion savings, and maybe we can go a little further than that.
The state already has about $10 billion in a savings account.